Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen." Please be seated. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Now, this always begs the question, what is Thanksgiving all about? The Americans have this big nationalistic story about Thanksgiving, the Mayflower and the pilgrims coming. But what is Canadian Thanksgiving all about? Now, although it is commonly believed that Canadian Thanksgiving was started by the Canadian government, if you do enough research, you will find that we have a story of our own, of the origins of Thanksgiving Day. Our story behind Thanksgiving has to do with the explorer Martin Frobisher. It is said that Frobisher, who had been trying to find a northern passage to the Pacific Ocean, held his Thanksgiving celebration not for the harvest, but in thanks for surviving the long journey from England through the perils of storms and icebergs. On his third and final voyage to the far north, Frobisher held a formal ceremony in Frobisher Bay in present-day Nunavut to give thanks to God, and they had a service of Holy Communion ministered by their preacher, Robert Wolfel, and they celebrated communion. So Anglicans were in on the ground floor of Canadian Thanksgiving, so that's always good to know. But this is apparently the origin of Canadian Thanksgiving. I never heard this before I started this sermon. Now, Canada and the United States, although they have these origin stories, are not the only two countries in the world to celebrate Thanksgiving or other festivals like it. In fact, throughout history, all over the world, people have been celebrating Thanksgiving-like holidays and festivals. These festivals all have one thing in common. They are all about thanking God for the wonderful harvest of food that He has given us, thanking God for sustaining us through another year. These festivals are all about thanksgiving to God and the human desire to give praise and thanks to the one who created them and sustains them in their daily life and work. If you take all the celebratory nature out of Thanksgiving, something profound is actually going on. We as human beings come humbly before God, thanking Him for all that He has given us. And in thanking Him, we are acknowledging our dependence on Him for life alone. So Thanksgiving is not a new thing and seems to happen in all cultures throughout time and history. So we should ask the question, what sets us apart as the church, as Christians? What should Thanksgiving be about for all of us? Thanksgiving for Christians is so much more than just eating turkey and giving thanks to God for the harvest and material possessions. Thanksgiving is about giving thanks to God for salvation and His grace He bestows on us at all times. For Christians, Thanksgiving is about trust in God, that He will provide for our earthly needs, but also lead us into the way of new life and salvation. This Thanksgiving weekend, our gospel comes to us from St. Matthew, and it is titled in the Bible simply, "Do Not Worry." This is very telling as we explore what Thanksgiving really is about for the church. Do not worry. Christ says to the people, He says to us, "Do not worry about what you're going to eat or drink. Do not worry about your earthly needs. He says, is life not more than food or clothing?" Jesus then looks at the birds as they fly around in the air and how God cares for them. He says, if God cares for the bird, how much more will He care for us, human beings whom He has made in His image? Jesus says, look at the fields, the grass and the lilies, how they grow. God gives them everything that they need to grow and be beautiful. Lilies and grass don't have to do a single thing. God provides for them. Again, our Lord says, how much more does God care for each and every single one of you? He will be the one that provides for us with everything that we need, but do we trust Him that He will provide? That is the crucial question of our gospel today. Do we trust that God will provide? Jesus then goes on to say, we human beings are always worried about what we will eat or what we will wear. Jesus says, don't worry about all these things. God knows what we will need and give it to us. Our Lord exhorts us to spend less time worrying about earthly things, and rather trust in Him to provide for our needs so that we can focus on the kingdom of God and the work that he has called us to. Our gospel reading today is quite simple, really. Our Lord is asking us to trust that he loves each and every single human being enough to care for our earthly needs. Although the message of today's gospel is quite simple, it is much easier said than done, because we as human beings all crave earthly security. Trusting God and his goodness towards us is one of the hardest spiritual lessons that we will learn in our Christian faith, or will have to learn in our Christian faith. We must learn how to trust God both as individual Christians, but also together as the church. Trusting is hard, trusting others is hard, and trusting God, whom we cannot see, is even harder. Jesus, of course, challenges us in the gospel today when he says, "You of little faith, you do not believe that God will take care of you in all your earthly needs." Faith or trust in God is living as if the promises of God are true in the here and now. God promises us in the scripture that there is life beyond this world, and so we are to live as if this promise is true. God promises us today in the gospel that he will take care of all of our worldly needs, and again we are to live in the here and now as if this is true. And if we believe that this is true, if we trust God that his promises are true, we can worry about the kingdom rather than worrying about the affairs of this world. We can give our money to the church and charities and the poor and the vulnerable rather than saving it up for a rainy day. With God, there are no rainy days. We are promised an umbrella. We can spend our time clothing, feeding, and helping those less fortunate than ourselves rather than always working. If we truly believe that the promises of God are true, that he will take care of our earthly needs and bring us into salvation, it opens up our lives in so many ways to better serve him. We as individuals and the church are simply called to take that leap of faith. So you are probably wondering, if I am to have faith and trust in God, how do I do that? The answer is not a profound one. We come to trust other people and what they tell us by spending time with them. So if you want to more fully trust God and his promises, spend more time with God. St. Paul, in our reading for today, urges us to pray without ceasing, giving thanks and making supplications. Simply put, spend time with God. Spend time with God in prayer and in worship, and that is how you will come to more fully trust in him and his goodness toward you. So this Thanksgiving, do give thanks to God for the harvest, for family and all the worldly things that he has provided for you. But more importantly, give thanks for our Savior Jesus Christ. Give thanks for salvation. Give thanks for being released from the bondage of sin and death. And trust that God cares for you enough to provide all the earthly things that you will need in this life and in the life to come. It is not to be a worry. I'm going to end this sermon with one of my favorite prayers from the Book of Common Prayer that puts this perfectly, and it sums up what it means to be thankful to God. Let us pray. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we thine unworthy servants do give thee most humble and hearty thanks for all thy goodness and loving kindness to us and to all people. We bless thee for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for thine immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we beseech thee, give us that due sense of all thy mercies, that our hearts may be unfailingly thankful, and that we may show forth thy praise not only with our lips but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to thy service, and by walking before thee in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end.